This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The movie Minecraft had a huge weekend. As a matter of fact, bigger than a lot of people expected it to have.
Did you even know there was a Minecraft movie coming out?
I did.
Jack
Black has been heavily promoting it. My daughter Julia, who just arrived in town this week, went to go see it with her friends before she left. She said it was hilarious.
Yeah, I have a long history with Minecraft, in so much as my youngest son was playing that when it first came out, which, by the way, the video game Minecraft is way different than when it first started.
Okay.
And that's how he met his now roommates. They were in completely different states. They used to get on and play Minecraft together. They used to joke that one day they were going to live together, all in the same house, and guess what? They all do now.
They're doing it right now. Well, the Minecraft movie is a thing, but there's also a thing happening at the screenings, so beware. People are freaking out during what they're calling the chicken jockey scene.
Chicken jockey!
That's a lot of, let's be fair, teenage boys who are getting up when Jack Black says chicken jockey and doing something kind of nutty, throwing their drinks and their popcorn at the screen. That's what you just heard.
Mm-hmm.
And then you heard the cops that were called into the movie theater, because it turns out the movie theater managers don't really appreciate you doing that during the movie. And they hauled some kids out of there for doing it. That's not what you just heard. When did this become a thing?
I don't know. And I've been researching all morning on what is making, what initially started that with the kids throwing the popcorn when Jack Black says chicken jockey. I don't know what started it.
My theory is that they all play online against each other, and they probably had some type of grassroots, you know, movement to say, hey, when we go to the theater and this happens, this specific thing happens. I was trying to think, okay, when I was that age, or even maybe even a little older, when we ever got rowdy in a movie theater. And the only time I can remember is when we would go see, like the Friday the 13th movies that were so clearly over the top, you know, slasher movies. And, you know, you'd be like reacting to the screen.
Right.
Screaming at times, cheering along at times, not throwing anything at times. But one of us on this program has been guilty of throwing things at a movie screen. You want to go ahead and share that, Jessica?
I used to do it when I went to Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I was going
to
ask about that.
Throwing the toast.
Yeah, well, not just toast. Toast, toilet paper. At one point, people started throwing tortillas. I don't know where that came in.
Okay.
You'd have confetti. There was like a list that you would bring in. You'd basically bring a grocery bag into the theater to throw stuff with.
And was there specific scenes that you were supposed to throw whatever said object was?
Yes. Whenever they said doctor. Dr. Scott, you'd throw the toilet paper. Maybe. And then they'd give a toast. That's when you threw the toast.
Now, that I've heard. And that's, at this point, acceptable because that's the whole tradition of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Well, it's acceptable now because it became tradition. I'll bet you when it first started, happy about it. So that makes me wonder, is there a kid who started this in Minecraft whose parents told them about what they used to do at the Rocky Horror Picture Show? Because otherwise, it doesn't. Nothing computes to me on Chicken Jockey, which is a zombie riding a chicken, having anything to do with the popcorn. So I'm wondering if some kid somewhere got that story, which John says is acceptable now because it's tradition.
I didn't say it was acceptable.
That's exactly what you said.
I said that to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, it's become, you know, how old was that movie? That thing, that's been going on for decades and decades
now
and decades.
It's acceptable.
50 years.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a time thing that makes it acceptable.
Do I like people having a good time? Sure do I like having a good time. If I'm going to see a movie, I get pelted in the back of the head with someone's Diet Coke, I don't think I'm too happy at this point.
I don't think you'd be happy if you got hit in the back of the head with a piece of toast either. I'm just saying. I love how it's older generation. That's cool because that's what we do. But now you can't? I don't know. I'm not okay with any of it.
Also, as a former movie theater attendant.
Yes.
I feel bad for those poor movie theater workers that have to clean all that up. Like, that's
a
bummer.
You've been warned. If you're taking your family to a Minecraft movie, duck. When Chicken Jockey hits the screen.
Chicken Jockey!
Oh, here we go. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.